Michiana. Sorry, I don't have any pictures, but I'll keep that in mind for the next time when I give comments, and I'll bring pictures to illustrate some things. But that was interesting that what David Fuller brought up as far as the comparison between the two scallop shells that were up there, that he saw that as a scene, and I see that as recovery. The safety model was built on a comparison between susceptibility of habitat and recovery, and that you want to maximize recovery and minimize the impacts on susceptible habitats. And I was looking at that and looking at the right-hand side, and that looks like recovery to me. Or as the people in the put together the safety model call it, emergent epifauna. That's a good thing. And I guess coming from the scallop side of things, it's not such a good thing. But it's a bonus for habitat. We support this motion. This is has been well thought out by the CAT and the PDT to begin to address the goals and objectives of the amendment. That if you look at the PDT summary from the 11th of June, under Georges Bank, the underlined section talks about meeting the goals and objectives that the relatively small, deeper water, northern edge, juvenile, grassfish area, and the various Georges Shoal habitat areas in combination do not meet the objective of improving protection. So we have to go a little bit further than that. And this range of alternatives does move that forward. And we have some viable alternatives to meet the goals and objectives of the amendment. So we encourage this to move forward, that we think the council will get meaningful public comment from this range of alternatives, and you'll be better informed as you make your final decisions. So we support this one. Thank you.